Vekund Vedion. So, and well, I was asked what my role could be, how I could see my role in all of this. And well, as I said, I'm not able, or I mean, neither have the time nor energy for it anymore. Enter into some active position there in some managing a house. So best for me would be if I don't have to get involved at all. But what I'm concerned about, what my interest is, and that of all us tenants in the house, is that the building shall be taken care of. Repairs should be done where they need to be done. Apartments should be fixed up. To normal, decent Swedish standard, and kept that way. It's simple as that. And then there should be this temple room and kitchen and so on down in the basement. That is gone. Stockholm can use. Without paying for it. In other words, this foundation also then, in this case, supplies rooms for worship, temple, kitchen, that then devotees can use together for bhakti yoga. So my proposal, and others with me, is that Iskon Stockholm, or create this foundation, we already have suggestions for a name of it, and proposed for it. You can read it here and there and just get in touch with us if it's not linked here already. So that's a bit of what is going on here, and I'm concerned for two reasons, maybe, of course, because this is my home, but I renovated my own apartment, so I'm okay. I'm thinking about the others. There are those here, especially Tarksha. Well, visit him and you will know what I'm talking about, and ask him what rent he pays for that. So, very practical things involving how Vaishnavas are being treated. And I would only say that you who take up responsibility, a position in this board or whatever is going to own and have the control of this commercial rental building in finer areas of Stockholm. First of all, think, would I be able, am I qualified, or are we? Do I have enough knowledge, experience, and know-how to solve this, to do this service, this job, successfully? You know, that's why people applying for work positions in companies have to send in their resume and go on an interview. It's just obvious, right? Matter what organizational structure you end up in, democracy or dictatorship or whatever, it's not about that, it's about being able to do the job right, especially when it involves serving the Vaishnavas. And I would say, disagree with me if you want, but one thing that has held back this Krishna conscious society is disrespectful even outright exploitative behavior towards devotees, even violence, even if not physical and mental, social. And when I say that, I think that those of my generation who went through all of this nod and say, yes, that's true actually. Which some of us oldies may then say, no, you're just criticizing. But no, that means we do the other way. We behave the good way. We adjust. And things are going to be better. And better. It's not always the best it ever could be, is it?